Sports Talk with Buhle Madulini.
Time now is 25 minutes past 8. Thank you for still tuning in to Sports Talk. We've got the legendary Bongiwe Msomi on the line. She is now the UJ Netball manager and coach. And we're going to have a word with her regarding that. I mean, we all know her from especially this year's Netball World Cup. It was something that kept us all glued and on the edge of our seats. And finally, she is on the show and we will be talking to her. Bongi, thank you so much for coming on to Sports Talk this Sunday evening. Thank you for giving us your time. I hope you are.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I'm all right, thanks.
Good to hear. All smiles as always, and that's what we know you for. You always seem to be the leader with a smile on your face. Is that just something that comes naturally to you?
I just feel like if you enjoy what you do and you're happy with your environment and excited for what comes next, life comes not easy. But a little bit, you know, you can feel comfortable in what you're doing. So The happier I am, the better I can do what I do, and I can do it well, I hope.
And we have seen you do your things very well. You've done it with a smile on your face, so very happy at that as well. Regarding your playing tenure, so I do know that you've taken up this new challenge, this new venture, but the first thing that I thought was, oh my word, who's going to captain the Proteas?
I've been asked the question all over again. I haven't retired as a player. I am available for all the SPA Proteas events if I make the team. And obviously it's based on trials because every time for every event we go back to trials again and the team gets announced. So for that I'm still available and I'm available to play the Telkom Netball League here next year. Yeah. And that's the South African part of netball. The only netball I can't do at the moment and that I can say I've retired on is going to take a contract to go and play for a club overseas because that takes obviously 6+ months away from home and I can't do that at this point because obviously I chose to take this offer at UJ to be a netball manager and a coach and I'm really excited for it because I think it's such a great step for myself going forward and such a great opportunity for the girls that I'll get to work with and for UJ Netball or for sport at UJ at large.
And why UJ? Why did you choose to share your experience with that specific university?
To be fair, I didn't even think of which university to go to. UJ literally came to me with an offer, and I looked at it, and with where they're sitting with netball, I always loved being where probably I can make a difference. And I thought, when I looked at all the netball history and the results and everything, I looked at it and I thought of myself as a player and where I come from and how I literally had to work hard for myself being where I am today. And I just like the idea of the difference that I feel or I hope I can make at UJ, especially in netball. And that's basically why I said yes to UJ. Other than that, I was still literally looking to go back and playing netball overseas and for WASP, which is my club this year. And they were literally waiting to hear from me if I can come back or not because I had said I would know after World Cup knowing that I had this offer with UJ. So when I went back to them, then they were obviously disappointed because they wanted me to come back, but they're really excited for this chance for me because they know I love coaching as well.
And I mean, you've been playing for WASP for quite some time. I think it was from 2017. How was that experience of playing internationally and comparing it to what you see and experience here in the country from support, from TV and media and all of that?
Playing for WASP has been such a crucial part of my growth as a player. I think they've been, you know, very supportive of me coming from South Africa to going and play that side. Even when I moved in 2018 to go and play overseas in Australia, they were very supportive. Then I went back this year again to play for WASP. So I think for me, it was very crucial to be in the part where, in an environment where I feel very supported for my netball career to go well or to be able to achieve what I wanted to achieve. And they've done that really well for me. But competitive-wise, obviously playing overseas and having to come back and play at home, I would say definitely the competition is different.
Mm.
Obviously, with the length of the league overseas, it's so different to what's happened here. I think we play a month or 5 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, and the league is over. And obviously, it takes really long for the league to finish. Probably half a year. In Australia, you go until probably 7-8 months before the league finishes. So that alone gives you an understanding of how intense and really, if you include the preseason as well, that's almost a whole year of netball, what we don't have. And because we don't have that, then we don't get used to the amount of competition back-to-back and really having to prepare in a week and having to play week in, week out, which can be really hard. And also having the international players coming in and playing together against each other in same, on the same court almost every weekend is so different to playing the local players because you kind of know each other and the intensity is more or less the same compared to the experienced players coming all over the world. I think that's what also makes it massive to go and play overseas. You gain so much experience, confidence to yourself as a player and really learning so much from other coaches and obviously from other players, international players that play for their countries as well.
Bongim Somi is who I'm currently talking to. It's just gone 29 minutes to 9. You're listening to Sports Talk. I'm Buhle Matulini. Bongi, you say that the main difference that I got there is the fact that they have seasons, proper seasons, what you'd see in football, rugby, cricket and the likes internationally. But whereas here we have tournaments, so to speak, so we'll have the 5 weeks of a tournament. How do you think we can even start to change that? I mean, as somebody who's been in the game, you're now moving into a more coaching role. What kind of conversations should we start having and who should the stakeholders be, according to your knowledge?
I think probably just for my basic knowledge, being a player, we literally need to try and professionalize netball because the more professional we can be, the better it will be for players to commit and be able to be available full on for all the programs that need to be set in place and keeping up with their fitness and all of that. But the fact that we still obviously are in amateur sports, if I think of us as the Spark Coach here, some of the players still need to take probably unpaid leave to go and play or go to the camp and all those things.
Yeah.
It's a struggle. And because of that, you play against players that are week in, week out, training in a obviously strict professional training environment. They've got SMC coaches, they've got obviously the in-level coaches with their skills and everything whenever they need it, compared to us where we just come in when we can. So I think that's where we need to cover that gap first to say, with our leagues, we've got to be able to obviously financially try and support the players because then they wouldn't have to be full on at work and having to decide between should I do work, should I play? Because if that gap is closed, then we can probably, with the amount of money that can be offered, players from probably either African countries, if I can say, some of them can come and play this side. That alone can give us such a great experience in playing at least some of the African countries and then going out and seeing if we can open it up to getting some overseas players coming into us now. Because lots of players want to go and play some great netball in different top leagues, which is now we only have, if I can say, mostly it's New Zealand, Australia and England that has these leagues going. South Africa has played really well, the Spark Proteas, I believe, in the World Cup.
Yeah.
And if we can have a league now coming up, I think some of the players, probably from Jamaica, probably from different countries will want to come in and play this side because they know we've got some great players. If we can have the player like Carla Munster, who can be Carla Pretorius, who can be named as a player of the series at World Cup, I think that's amazing and people will start respecting us for what we can offer. So we have to look at those positives and really try to build netball and to take it forward and for the better of the country itself and for obviously the future of it if we think that we obviously hosting in 2023 as well.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with you 100%, Bongi Wamsomi. Just to clarify, so the title that I have in front of me says UJ Netball Manager and Coach. What will your roles be and how are the preparations going for the varsity netball competition that's about to start?
Well, my role at UJ is obviously to look after all the logistics arrangements. Obviously, now that we're in competition, everything to do with where we're playing, what times is what becomes flights and all those things. I have to make all those arrangements, sort that out. And besides that, the obviously we get recruits coming into universities, so I'm involved in having to get the girls coming in into our university and having to see who deserves our scholarships based on their achievements, based on when they come into our open day for trials. Then we can see who we can get to offer, obviously, a scholarship, and they can come and study with us. Then they can come and join our netball. So it's more about really building the netball in the university. And while doing that, putting some programs in place and ensuring that in future now, not just for this year, not for the following year, we have netball ongoing at UJ and we can be successful in a year, 2 years, 3 years to come. And that comes with a lot of work done way before. So for now, it's literally building up and really making the girls be aware of where they are and how far they still need to go. And if they're happy with that, of which I'm really excited because they're happy to work hard and give in their time to really try and catch up with whatever they're behind with, which is what we need at this time, then it can tell us where we need to go and how far we still need to work. From there, we can just take it from there. At this point, what we need to do is to take it one game at a time and have them at a training session where they can understand where they lack, work on things, and then you try and let them still enjoy the Varsity Cup because it's the best tournament. You don't want the girls really getting frustrated about it. Instead, we want them to learn and just step up, which is what we're trying to do.
Bongwe Msomi, thank you so much for your time tonight. It's an absolute pleasure having you on the show, and all the best with this new role of yours. I know that you are somebody who will take this in her stride and you will make the best of this. And I'm hoping that all your efforts will lead to the sport of netball eventually being professionalized in this country, because it definitely is something that's needed.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That is Ubongiwe Msomi, who is the SPAR Proteas netball captain. And she led the team all the way to the semi-finals at the World Cup in Liverpool earlier this year. And what a fantastic player and what a fantastic servant of the game she has been over the last couple of years.